The House version of health reform is far superior to the Senate version, so we're fighting to maintain the public option and as much of that regulation of the insurance companies as absolutely possible. I just talked this morning with Secretary Sebelius, and they have been in negotiations all yesterday. If a public option has to go, it's going to be difficult to support it unless we can attach a whole host of new controls over these health insurance companies that are raising costs and denying people care, like repealing the McCarran-Ferguson regulation that says that they have an antitrust exemption. Did you know health insurance companies are the only, other than Major League Baseball, is the only business in our country that has an exemption from antitrust? That must be repealed. They must. We must ensure that if they're going to participate on a national exchange, that they cannot raise their rates in the meantime and gouge consumers. We've got some work ahead of us to merge these versions, but we're going to fight for the superior House bill that saves taxpayers money, saves government money, provides affordable care, and improves Medicare for seniors.
So if I could put you on the spot finally then, if Senator Nelson is correct, if because the Senate version passed by the slimmest of margins, the final bill is very similar to the Senate bill and it does not include a public option, would you support it?
I could not vote for the Senate bill. No, I could not vote for the Senate bill. But I think we're going to see some concession from the Senate bill. The question will be, Are we able to ensure that health reform means meaningful health insurance for families that doesn't gouge them and put too much control in the hands of these insurance companies?